Kraft pitches it out to Travis Essmaker, has a lead blocker, and Seltz down to the 15, down to the 10, has the first down, still on his feet at the 5.
Did he get
just
there?
Just shy of the end zone line. They say he's down at the 1 yard line.
Or less.
Might be. In fact, it is less, as Mauricio Diaz, and what could have been a touchdown saving deflection, helmet comes off, so he has to come out for a play here. Now a first and goal from the 1 yard line.
That's a tough rule, as probably their best linebacker going to have to come out on this play. They're going to rule him down just inside the 1 yard line.
Just a bit outside.
That's right.
A 17 yard run to Travis Essmaier. I couldn't remember if it was a run or a pass.
Well, he kind of pitched it out to him, but it was definitely a run play, and he had a lot of running room, but a great lead block there by Seltz.
First and goal, T formation for Hubbard Beach inside on the left hash mark. Eli Kraft under center. And they're going to keep this one to Kraft, and they say he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Hubbard Beach, now 19-0 Pirates over the Lakers. As still a little bit of scrum going on in the trenches, and they're going to send out number 50, George Sutherland, to the sidelines. So now Hubbard Beach getting ready for their point after attempt. Still deciding if they're actually going for it, trying to make this a nice round 21.
Yeah, and again, nothing too out of the ordinary here. As you're seeing Hubbard Beach's offensive line win the battle in the trenches, and Eli Kraft just following them into the end zone.
Hubbard Beach's coaching staff finding out why Sutherland was sent out. Dave Corbel. Finding out, seems pleased. Walks back to the sideline. And now we have another official timeout. As the officials are discussing things. Potentially the increase into the debt ceiling. They decide it's fine where it is. And Congress is back in motion. Eli Kraft back to pass. And it's going to fall incomplete. Pass was intended for number 3. Colin Cook falls incomplete. 2-point conversion is no good. And the score stands at Hubbard Beach 19, Lakers nothing, with 10:23 left in the first half on the WLAW Sports Network.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
Off here after they're taking on their third touchdown of the night. And Eli Kraft, 1 yard keeper across in the goal line stance. Nick Hessling getting a lot of action tonight. This would be his third kickoff of the night as Lakers started this game kicking off to Hubbard Beach. Nick Hessling standing on his 29 yard line. Looks like he's going to be getting about an 11 yard run up to this ball at the 40. The right footed kicker. A little bit more of a line drive into the wind. Still plenty of distance at the 3. Brought in by Diaz. Across the 20. Still on his feet. Come to the near sideline at the 25. Breaks free with 2 tackles. And finally brought down. Trips up at the 32-yard line. A 29-yard return for Mauricio Diaz, the speedster. 4 Lakers. And they have a semi, from what they're used to, starting at the 20-yard line, a shorter field to work with.
Yeah, a great return and an excellent shoestring tackle by number 21, Devin Lemanski. I'm not sure how much farther he would have went. It would have been a one-on-one situation with the kicker and Diaz at about the 50-yard line. He was the only defender left.
They're marking him down at the 33, in fact. I formation in the backfield, 1 receiver wide to the right. Brady Post under center working off the left hash, right to left across your radio. There's the snap, handed off to Diaz to the left, and Austin Seltz is there to wrap him up for no gain. Also assisted by Josh Schelke.
And then not too far away was DJ Ridner also.
Second and 10 now. After no gain for the Lakers at their own 33-yard line. 9:55 left in the second. Diaz getting a lot of the carries tonight. They send Seth Bowles wide to the right. Bowles on the left, hash mark. I formation. Hand off to Diaz, this time to the right, trying to get around the right end. Loses his footing in the backfield, and they say he's down at the 32, a loss of a yard.
And again, Austin Ginther, 5'10", 200 pounds. Plays a lot quicker than that and gets his hands on his shoelaces and brings him down, trips him up in the backfield. A nice play by him.
And folks, if you look to the left side of your radio, you're going to see an absolutely beautiful sunset over the Pigeon skyline. Yes, Pigeon has a skyline. Third and 10 for the Lakers now. As they say, forward motion had him stopped right at the original line scrimmage. Trips to the right. Actually, in the slot, just outside the tight end. Post back to pass, rolling to his right. And this one's intercepted by DJ Ridner at the 34-yard line. He's down, rumbling down inside the 20, right down, close to it. And they say the interception stands, and it's a 15-yard return on the interception for DJ Ridner. Not even sure who the intended receiver was, did not see it. And a turnover, the first one of the night, goes to Lakers in Harbor Beach. Is trying to utilize it.
Austin McCabe makes the tackle on that interception return, but as Clark already stated, not sure where Post was throwing the ball, mostly because the only one near it, he threw right into the chest of DJ Ridner. There was no green jerseys around.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line of Lakers is hard reach with the ball. DJ Ridner in the backfield with Kraft in the shotgun spread formation. Kraft keeping this for himself, he's up to the 15, to the 10, coming to the near sideline. He's at the 5, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It takes one play, covers 20 yards in only a few seconds as Harbor Beach tacks on their fourth touchdown of the night, making it now 25-0 with 8:33 left in the first half.
And props to that offensive line doing it again, creating the holes for Kraft, and an interesting play out of the shotgun. As it is snapped to Kraft, and the running back, lead back there was Austin Seltz. He just follows him like a fullback through the line, and he gets his block from Seltz. He bounces off that block and kicks it to the corner where, hit with his speed, no one's going
to
catch him.
Going for two on the pitch out to Travis Essmaker on the far sideline. He gets in, standing up and untouched. It's now 27-0. Harbor Beach leads. We'll be back with WLEW Sports with more first half action from Lakers.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for the ultimate off-road truck? We just got a new Ford F-150 Raptor in. It is the only one in the state that is the new color Terrain. Looking for a great deal on a new 2013 F-150? We have a huge selection with $9,000 in rebates and package savings. Come get a 2013 Chrysler or Dodge minivan while the rebates are the most and the selection is best. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Just converted a 55-yard touchdown run, and the two-point conversion pass was good, making it 29-6, Marlette over Ubley.
And 30-12, Deckerville over Dryden in the first quarter. It's a shorter kick down to the 15-yard line, brought in by Diaz, still on his feet, breaking through right through the heart of the special teams defense, finally brought down at the 36-yard line. A 21-yard return for Mauricio Diaz. First and 10 from the Lakers. 64 yards stand between them and the end zone.
Chris Keys making the nice hit for the Harbor Beach special teams.
8:28 left in the first half after Harbor Beach scored on a one-play drive that lasted 7 seconds and 25 yards. Eli Kraft on the